Do you ever know somebody by the way that they walk? My husband says that I'm a very heavy walker. Like, he says I walk up the stairs and he can, like, hear me when he's outside, you know, which is so different from dance because you have to be light on your feet and everything. But I'm a very heavy walker. If you've ever traveled with Pastor, he has this, like, lean going on, right? He's like, hey. Like, and we can, so we all, but we all have a certain walk. Sometimes you can even tell who's coming around the corner by the way that they walk. Or from a distance, you can see, oh, that's Micah. I can tell by his walk, right? And so we all have a different kind of walk. And the Bible says that we should walk worthy of God who calls us into his kingdom. And so as Christians, as people who love God, we should have a different type of walk as we go through life. So we want to talk to you tonight about three different ways that we can walk it out every single day. And the first one is that we are to walk in love. The second, we're to walk in grace. And then the third, we are to walk in worship. So walking in love. Ephesians 5:1-2 says, therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Paige Vineyard, as most of you know. I'm very excited to share this message with you tonight. The message is called Walking in God's Love. And if you've brought your Bibles with you, we will be looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7. As you all know, a large part of faith is not just believing God exists, but also believing God's word to be absolute truth. The Bible is absolute truth, from the very first page to the very last page. And as believers, it is very, very important that we study God's word. As we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we learn about love. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered, and it keeps no records of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with truth. Always protects, always hopes, always trusts, always perseveres. In 1 John chapter 4, twice we are told God is love. So if we know God's word to be absolute truth, then God is all of the things listed in 1 Corinthians. You see, we were created out of love, by love, to be loved, because God, the God who created us, is love. When we are new believers, we often struggle with this. As we begin to walk with Christ, we must change our mindsets. As humans, we have been taught from a very young age that every single thing is earned. When you're little, if you're good, you earn praise. If you do your chores right, you get money. If you're naughty, you're in discipline. But as believers, we have to stop measuring our worth based on our successes and failures. We are not perfect people, and we never will be. If we don't, we have thoughts like, I'm too dirty to be loved. He can't love somebody like me. I'm not worthy of God's love. And these are the thoughts that eat us up inside and that consume us and stop us from walking in love. We must put aside our measuring sticks and realize there is nothing we can do to earn his love. Once we learn God's love is not something that's given and taken away, that it is not a payment for a job well done, that is actually who he is, then we can begin to accept his love. And when we accept God's love, it isn't just placed on us, it's placed in us. When his love is rooted in us, it begins to grow in us. And thus, we begin to walk in love. When walking in love, the very essence of Christ begins to flow through us. Our mindset begins to change from self-preservation to selfless devotion. With God, who is love, now living in us, we begin to show love to all of those around us. When you're walking in love, you are kind. You are quick to forgive, and you are slow to anger. When you are walking in love, you are not prideful or envious. You are gentle with your words, and you are happy to serve. When you are walking in love, you see people differently. You see their needs that you might otherwise miss. When you are walking in love, you are close to Christ, and you can feel his presence guiding you. When you walk in love, you are walking in your destiny.
Yes. Walking in love, that was so eloquently spoken about. And our role is to accept his love and then allow that love to lead us to love others. It's a grace-drenched existence wrapped around relationship. I found that quote, and I just thought that was so beautifully spoken, that it's a grace-drenched existence wrapped around the relationship that we have because God loves us. And so when we realize that God loves us, we are then to walk in grace. And I think grace is a very hard concept sometimes for a lot of us to grasp. I think we can be saved for a long time and still not quite wrap our minds around God's grace to us. Grace, by definition, is the free and unmerited favor of God as manifested in the salvation of sinners and bestowal of blessings. In the New Testament, the word for grace was a Greek word called kairos, and it meant of the merciful kindness by which God, exerting his holy influence upon souls, turns them to Christ, keeps, strengthens, increases them in Christian faith, knowledge, affection, and kindles them to the exercise of Christian values. God's grace to us can be so just mind-blowing that we can sometimes forget that it even exists. And we think, like what Paige said, that we have to earn God's grace, that we have to earn grace. Sometimes it's even like we think, we take it upon ourselves, well, I'm going to teach them a lesson on grace. We weren't taught a lesson on grace. We were given grace. Because the Bible says in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, it says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is a gift of God, not by works so that anyone can boast." This is a gift from God. Would you ever hand somebody a gift and they're like, "No, no, no, take it back. I don't want it." What do you feel? I've experienced this before. When you give someone a gift and they're like, "I don't want it." And you're like, "But I'm giving this to you. I thought about this. I want to give this gift to you." And this is what God does. He says, "I'm giving you this gift of grace. I'm giving you my unmerited favor." And all we have to do is accept it. We have to say, "God, I accept your grace. I'm going to walk in your grace." So how do we walk in grace? That's a great question. I feel like I learn how to walk in his grace every single day. Because every single day I fight thoughts in my mind that I'm not good enough, that I'm not worthy enough, that I have to earn his grace. But then I go back to that scripture and it says, "No, it is by grace you have been saved. This is a free gift. I'm giving this to you. Stop giving it back to me. It's yours. I've given you this favor. I've given you the ability to walk with me every day." And I read this statement, and honestly, it's in my mind ever since I read it. Chad Veach said, "Grace is not a lesson to be learned, but rather a reality to receive." Grace is not a lesson to be learned, but a reality to be received. And all we have to do is go, God, I receive that reality in my life. Help me to walk in your grace. Help me to walk in every area of my life with the grace that you have given to me so that I can show grace to other people, not because I want to give them a lesson, but because I want to show them you've given me this free gift and they can have it too. And when we realize that grace is a free gift given to us and we need to receive that grace, God provides his Spirit to help us walk in grace in every area of our life. Romans 5:15 says, "But the gift is not like the trespass. For if many died by the trespass of one man, how much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to the many?" It's the gift of one man, Jesus Christ, that has given us this grace. And when we walk in grace, we are confident in who God has called us to be. We know that we can't do it by ourselves. We don't walk this walk by ourselves. We walk knowing that his Spirit is inside of us, helping us to walk in love, helping us to walk in grace. And because of his love to us, he also gives us his grace to walk it out. So we experience his love. We know we have his grace. And then after that, we are to walk in worship, because we know that worship is not a lifestyle, or is a lifestyle. It's not just an event. Worship is an event that we come to on a Sunday or a Thursday night. Worship is an everyday lifestyle.
Okay, guys, so I have the privilege of talking about worship, and this is a really big thing for me. I know there's some new faces in the crowd, so I'm one of the worship leaders in the Tag Youth Band. And so because of the atmosphere in the Tag Youth Band, because I'm leading worship, usually when I hear the word worship, the first thing I think of is like, praise the Lord, lift your hands kind of worship. And usually that's what I think people think when you hear that word. But I kind of want to talk about the other kind of worship, the worship of things, because I know everyone everywhere worships something. And oftentimes it's in place of God. I've heard it said that it's worship is anything that captures the heart's affection, our mind's attention, and the soul's ambition. We worship. So we can worship our friends, our job, ourselves. We can worship. Honestly, we can worship the church, the prayer, or anything. Anything that takes place before God. And so because of this, Jesus provides a way out of this, because Jesus provides a way out of our way of life like this, because everything, while most of us do worship something other than God, we must realize that these things can never fulfill the deepest longing of our heart and our soul, because when we worship the created and not the creator, we are left unsatisfied and unfulfilled and empty. But there is a way out of this. Jesus came, the light of the world, and died on the cross so we can freely worship God. See, instead of searching for purpose and meaning in our lives, he becomes the meaning and purpose of our lives. In Isaiah 29:13, it says, "These people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship of me is based on merely human rules that they have been taught." And this was something that I personally had to learn before I got anywhere in my walk with God. It's that I can't put a mask on to hide myself from God. The psalmist David says in chapter 139, verse 13, that God sees my inmost being. And so he knows if I'm truly worshiping him, or, like the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13:1, "I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal." And I know this isn't what everyone wants to hear, but we're not going to heaven because someone we know knows Christ, or because we went back to our sinful nature when we went to Christ, or because we go to church on Sundays or Thursdays. And when we see him, he isn't going to say, "Well thought" or "Well said." He's going to say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." See, worship isn't limited to this platform that I'm standing on. It's a lifestyle. It's not just limited to one aspect of our life. It's in every aspect of our life. So Jesus says in John 14:23 and 24, "Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in the spirit and in truth." See, when we worship truly, the grace and love of God will flow through us and overflow from us. It will overflow and just affect everyone around us. So my question to you is this. In this life that we are living in, are we living for us or are we living for Jesus? I know I can't wait to hear those words of grace and love. Well done, good and faithful servant. And I know I, for one, can't wait to get to worship him in person. Imagine how awesome this is going to be.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Sing hallelujah. Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
So the beautiful thing about that is that as awesome and wonderful as it is to try to imagine what that day would be like to stand before God in all of his glory, the beautiful thing about worshiping an intimate God is that we're able to stand before God every single day. Every single day we're able to stand before him. We're able to stand up and get out of our beds and say, you know what, your glory is too great for us now. But if we're aware of his presence, then we're able to experience God in everyday life. When we're walking in love, when we're walking in grace, we're able to walk in worship every single day. It's not just something that we do. It's not just something that we just talk about. It's who we are in Christ. And everything that we do should be walking to bring honor and glory to him. When we know that God loves us enough to send his son, and by his son that we have received grace to live everyday life, we then will want to walk not only in love and grace, but want to walk in worship. And walking in worship, like Elijah said, it's not about worshiping things. It's about putting our lives in his hands and worshiping God in everything that we do. We are to walk it out. We're to walk out the faith. The Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight. And we're to walk that faith out that we have. So I read this verse in the beginning, 1 Thessalonians 2:10 through 12. I'm going to read it again. You are witnesses. It doesn't say the person sitting next to you. It doesn't say the pastor is a witness. It doesn't say Ryan is a witness. It says you. You and me, we are witnesses, and God also, how devoutly and justly and blamelessly we have behaved ourselves among you who believe. As you know, how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you, as a father does his own children, that you would walk worthy of God who calls you into his kingdom and glory. We walk it out every single day. We walk by faith, not by sight. We walk in love in everything that we do. We walk in grace, showing other people that his grace is free. It's a gift to them and to us. And we walk in worship. Our walk should look different. Our walk should be different than people that don't know who they're serving. Our walk should look different. How's your walk tonight? How's your walk? Let's walk it out. Let's walk it out. Let's walk out his love in our lives. Let's stand. I want to play that song. Ben, if you can actually just play that song really soft. And if any part of that message tonight you just discovered again, like, okay, I got to do something different with my walk. I got to do something different in the way I walk in love. I got to do something in the way I receive and I walk in grace. I got to do something in worship that is not just something I do on a Sunday morning or a Thursday night, but help me, God, to walk in worship in every area of my life. If any of that, resonated in your spirit, I can only imagine. We're going to open up the altar, and we're just going to ask what my eyes will see. Sometimes you just got to go by yourself. Because it's between you and God. Your walk, the Bible says, is to continue to work out your own salvation. We're all here for you. We all love you. But you got to work out your own salvation sometimes. And so we want to open up this altar, and we're just going to worship together. And you ask God, help me in this
surrounded
area.
By
help me to
your
walk
glory,
it out in this area.
What
help
will
me to do
my
this
heart
feel?
Will I
so
dance
ahead,
for
you,
Jesus?
Or
in all
it,
you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. When that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun, I can only imagine. When all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart? or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
God, you see our hearts. You see our longing to walk with you every single day of our lives. And I just pray, God, that as you're beginning to work in our spirits, work in our hearts, God, your word says that you will complete what you have started. God, we know that your grace will enable us to walk with you every single day. God, help people to know us from a mile away. Help people to know that we love you, that we're Jesus people, and that's okay. Help us our walk to be different. And that people will know us by our walk because we're walking with you. And I just thank you for the lives that are just being stirred right now. God, that our worship's going to become different, God. We're going to love not only you different, but we're going to love people different. And God, we're going to start receiving the grace so that we're able to walk in the destiny that you have for us. And I just thank you for that tonight. God, touch everybody here. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's give God some praise tonight. Come on.